Bullshit!
Today we're going to talk about the bullshit around the word bullshit. It's the No Bullshit Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only No Bullshit Marketing Agency. Recently found out that a post that we were going to boost on LinkedIn was vetoed by LinkedIn because of the logo on the sign behind me in that video. The logo on the sign behind me in that video had no, then the word bull, $H, !! Hashtag marketing. In that particular clip, I was talking about the power of storytelling and how both sides of the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine situation or movement, told their story differently but yet effectively. I felt that that clip was something that I wanted to go beyond my normal LinkedIn audience, so I wanted to boost the post. And LinkedIn said no. I've also had a person who was thinking of booking me for my workshop reach out and call me and say, now this workshop is the one I do for C-suite leaders, chief executives, leadership teams, owners, etc. across the country. One person called me out to book me and said, Dave, I love the content. I think it's really important. I've seen your delivery in videos. I'm confident you would be engaging, but I can't book you because of the word bullshit, spelled B-U-L-L, $H, !! Hashtag, in the title of the workshop, which was How to Avoid Becoming a No Bullshit Marketer. I've also had people that I reached out to see if they wanted to be a guest on this very show say to me, I love the show. I just don't feel comfortable being on the show because of the name No Bull, $H, !! Hashtag marketing. Now, what's interesting about all of this is that in society, the word shit is commonly used by the vast majority of people here in the United States, at least. I'm going to guess it's been used by 90% or more of people that are adults or probably even younger. But yet, when you put the word shit out, it's okay. Add the word bull in front of shit, and it's not okay. This part is just interesting to me because a bullshitting, so bullshit, must be worse than human shit, which I'm assuming the word shit on its own is either human shit or, yes, I guess it is just human shit because someone will actually use the phrase dog shit sometimes and horse shit and bullshit. So I'm assuming that the other forms of feces are worse than human shit, which I find to be absurd. The key thing about bullshit is that it is a term that has been studied and researched for quite a long time because it's been around so long. There's even a book called On Bullshit that I'll put in the show notes. I've written and spoken about bullshit, and I've heard others do it as well. And the reason it's discussed so much is what was the origin of it and why do we use it? And really, bullshit is meant to call out what we see as exaggerative, weird, doing things in a way that isn't best even when you know better, fabricating, trying to get someone to believe something to benefit you when it's not necessarily completely accurate. And sometimes it's meant about lying, but not always. See, lying is different than bullshitting. Lying is when you know the truth and you seek to flat out make the truth false. Bullshitting can be exaggerative. It can be twisting things to use the phrase and the word and the story to manipulate someone to doing things the way that you want. So that's one area about bullshit. So when we talk about the word bullshit, I've touched on how it's kind of weird that we worry about putting the word bull in front of the word shit when shit is acceptable. The second thing is I want to talk about the meaning of the word bullshit and how it's not necessarily lying. In fact, it doesn't have to be lying. Lying is different and maybe worse, because lying, you know the truth and you try to make the truth false. But bullshitting is mainly when you're exaggerating or fabricating or trying to manipulate things in your way when you know it's not necessarily completely accurate. But interestingly, there are some who use bullshit or bullshitter as a compliment. She's a good BSer, or he's a good bullshitter. And this often refers to someone they think could be good at sales or politics or presenting. And there, it's a compliment. So now we've learned that a bull's shit is worse than our shit. We've learned that what bullshit means, and it's not necessarily lying. And we've learned that some people use it as a compliment. But I'm also going to make one more point about bullshit, and it's irony. LinkedIn not wanting to boost a post and get paid because of a sign that has the word B-U-L-L $H !! Hashtag in it behind the person speaking on the video is one example. Another example is a person calling and telling me that they love the content, love my delivery, and think that their group would love to see my workshop, but can't because of the name. Or someone who says they're not comfortable coming on this show because of that name. Irony is that they're bullshitters. Or they're full of shit, if you like the word shit better. They're full of shit or bullshitters. Because this show and the no bullshit marketing mantra is about leadership and communication. You might say, well, how can it be about leadership communication when you're a marketing guy and it's a marketing company? And here's why. Leadership and communication are driven by storytelling. And effective storytelling is a part of marketing. And to be an effective, strong leader, and to be a good, effective, strong communicator, you need to use transparency, vulnerability, clarity, brevity, and your story has to resonate with your target audience. That means you have to be a no bullshitter. And that's why the show is about leadership and communication, talking about ways that you, me, and everyone we know can lead and communicate better by being no bullshit marketers and no bullshit storytellers. So there you have it. That's my take on today's episode about the bullshit around the word bullshit. Thanks for listening to another episode of the No Bullshit Marketing Show, recorded here in our studios in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.